A public hospital in China has launched an online registration platform for organ donors. It is the first hospital in the country that has actively engaged in the voluntary registration for organ donors. So, what exactly is an organ donor registration platform? What has been changed over the past few years, and what are some remaining problems in China? So let's start by talking about the recent news, what's going on, and what does the how does the platform work?
Yeah, recently, the Sir Run Run Shao Hospital, affiliated to the School of Medicine in Zhejiang University, launched the online registration platform for voluntary organ donors. So for those who don't know who is Sir Run Run Shao, and actually his name in Chinese is Shao Yifu, he's a very famous person who always donate like hospitals and
schools,
some buildings, libraries to do some charity. And it was said that the platform was established by the hospital with 34 other hospitals it supported, covering a population of 30 million. So the advantage of this platform is it's easy to register on the platform. So people can finish the real name registration to be organ donation volunteers through the public WeChat account or the Alipay public account of the Sir Run Run Shao Hospital. The registration information will be directly passed to the voluntary donor registration platform under the China Organ Transplantation Development Foundation. Then they can join the team of voluntary organ donors in China. So since the platform was launched by the hospital, it has received the real name registration for more than 1,000 people. So what we need to highlight here is that registration doesn't mean donation. So registration just means a kind of willingness, support, and promotion. The donation can only be done after the donor is diagnosed cardiac and brain dead, no infectious diseases, and healthy organs. So the approval of all direct relatives must be got before the donation. So if one of them says no, the willingness for donation will be invalid.
That's a really good clause, I believe, where everyone, well, it sounds like people in the family have to approve of it. Because, in the States, we also have a similar system, but it's linked with our, you have to register with the state, and it's linked with your driver's license. So a lot of times if, for example, if a police officer sees your driver's license, they can see, oh, this person's a donor, and it's linked this way. But your family's not involved. It's pretty much you. So it's a different system. I think that this is a really good way to get others involved in this decision.
So let me get it straight. Even though on the license, if there's no information saying that you are willing to donate your organs after a certain accident or after death, can your family still give the consent?
That's a good question. If you register as a donor, and when you go through the registration process, you would submit like your blood type and you would submit all this information through the state. And if in the event something happens, from my understanding, I don't believe your family has a say in it because you're an adult. And when you get your driver's license, you make the decision to be a donor. They can take the organs because you have specified and signed on the line that you're a donor. So
that's very interesting, because I believe in China the situation is similar.
Yeah.
That is, we need the donor's consent, but if the donor does not give any specific instruction before death, then his or her family might have a say after the death as well. And this another little bit slightly different situation is that we said here that the registration system does not actually mean the consent already. It's a kind of willingness.
Yeah.
So the approval of all direct relatives still must be got before the donation.
Yes.
So we know that Alipay is also a leading light in this area. And now we have this new hospital joining in this great cause. I would like to think it is a great cause of informing more people, letting more people know that there is this kind of registration. So what is the current situation in China about organ donation? Because we know that this is relatively a new area for China, as we've only just passed the 10-year mark since we have, in 2007, China published the human organ transplant ordinance. So what has been changed over the course of the past, let's say, 11 years?
Yeah, as you mentioned, so from in 2007, the organ donation and transplantation work became legalized with the publication of the Human Organ Transplant Ordinance. And for a long time, we heard stories like in China, there was a practice that people will use the executed prisoners' organs to be donated to patients to help them do the organ transplantation. But this act has been eliminated in 2000 something, but later on we have the new regulations, and we, for example, in the 2011, there's a crime of selling human organs was added into the Amendment 8 to China's criminal law as one paragraph of Article 234, which reads, "Whoever organizes others to sell human organs shall be sentenced to fixed term imprisonment of not more than 5 years and be concurrently fined." And also, under grave circumstances, he shall be sentenced to fixed term imprisonment of not less than 5 years and be concurrently subject to a fine or confiscation of property. Because after China stopped using the deceased prisoners' organs for the surgeries, actually there's a huge demand out there, but the donation are far below the demand. So people need to find a way to get the sources. So some may go through illegal channels, but now we can see the law just forbid this kind of thing to be happened.
Yeah, there's definitely a huge demand for organs, I think, worldwide, especially in the United States. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, as of February of this year, there were 115,000 people waiting for life-saving organ transplants in the U.S., and of these, only just under 75,000 were active candidates waiting for a donor. And on the organdonor.gov, this crisis in the U.S. is growing rapidly because there's only about 30,000 transplants performed each year. And more than 8,000 people die each year from lack of, you know, having an organ. And the average, on an average of 22 people per day. So it's, you know, there's definitely a demand, but just not enough supply. And between the years of 1988 and 2006, the number of transplants doubled. But the number of patients waiting for an organ grew six times as large. So it's definitely an issue in the States with people needing organs. And it's really expensive when you get into the nitty gritty of these organs. And I was reading on a report from Fortune magazine, apparently the average amount billed for transplants, it varies. A kidney transplant runs over about $400,000. And so this, I think in Chinese yuan, that's about, I want to say 22.8 million yuan. It's very expensive. The cost of an average heart transplant, on the other hand, is about $1.4 million. And if you want to do a transplant for your intestines, well, that's going to be about $1.1 million on average.
Wow.
And if you want a lung, for example, just one, it's going to be about $862,000. So I think you can feel how expensive it is for a lot of people if they need a transplant. And then, of course, you have wait times. You know, cost is only one part of the problem. You know, for a heart transplant, you have to wait on average about 191 days. For a liver, it's 239 days. And for a kidney, which is the organ that's most sought after, it's 679 days.
Wow.
So it's a long wait. It's extremely expensive. So it's a really difficult, you know, process in the U.S.
Interesting you should mention about the price here. You've given a full list of the price tag on each and every transplant. But funny thing is that a lot of people ask the exact same question of why is it so expensive when the donor or the donor family are not getting any kind of compensation or reward. And we need to clear the air here. So for a transplant surgery, the surgery itself does not cost that much. It's just a standard surgery that costs a certain amount of money for the maintenance, for the staff, for the equipment. It is actually the anti-rejection medicine that the patient has to take for years that costs that much money. And that is why we say that even though the donor does not really get certain kind of money, the transplant itself is still very expensive. So quitting the conspiracy about, oh, they're donating an organ and they're not getting any money. Who's getting that money? Nobody is getting that money. Yeah. We are just saving lives here. And another interesting point I'd like to bring about on the table is that, well, on the round table, you mentioned U.S. situation about the people waiting for donation, not getting enough or not getting the organ as soon as they hoped. Actually, the gap in China is also very big. According to a report by the hospital, it is estimated that over 300,000 patients are waiting for organ transplantation in China every year, but only over 16,000 organ transplantation surgeries were performed every year. This means the donation rate is 5 per 1. Well, it does not mean this. It's parallel point. The donation rate is 5 per 1 million people. So why aren't people donating their organs or showing the willingness? Are people showing the willingness of donating their organs?
I think many people are willing to, but maybe they are not being informed of how to do that. And many people may stop by the really complicated procedures. And because, so if for me, if I want to donate my organs, for example, where should I go? Because you need to go to a medical institution, but you don't know which are the legalized or authorized medical institutions. And you don't know which hospital can accept your application. But now I think the reason why this hospital and also Alipay, they want to cooperate to do is promote this kind of idea that you can easily sign in the form and show your willingness to support the donators or donations. So I think people, they have the awareness of donate their organs, but they don't know how to do it.
I think that's a really good point. And I feel I'm double-minded about this situation. On one hand, it's very benevolent and selfless to want to donate a part of your body to help someone else. And I think that this idea and this concept should be promoted everywhere, because there are people out there who are in need and need help. So this is definitely something that I support. On the other hand, there have been some cases where people have been, well, taken advantage of in this situation. I mean, as we mentioned earlier, there is unfortunately a black market for organs. And I was reading a report by the Global Financial Integrity, and it estimates that illegal organ trade generates around $500 million to $1.2 billion in profits per year. And this spans across many different countries. And it's something that you have to consider. There was a famous case in the United States in 2013. A young man, he was 17 years old. His name was Kendrick Johnson. He was found at school rolled up in a wrestling mat, and all of his organs were taken. And of course, the details of everything was just, it was like, what happened? And no one, they just, the coroner said that, oh, he had a freak accident and he died. So there's a big distrust with also being a donor, because if I sign up as a donor and they have my blood type, and if I'm pulled over by, say, a police officer, and it's like, oh, well, my brother needs a new heart, and this person has the same blood type, and then all of a sudden I disappear, you know. So there's this distrust for the industry as well. So I mean, for myself, again, I agree with the notion of helping others, but on the other end, it's a bit of a risk. You make yourself a target when you sign up. I mean, at least in the U.S., I can't speak for China, but in the U.S., when you register as a donor, you willingly make yourself a target. You know?
Well, that is very scary. And that also makes me want to, again, clear the air a little bit. That is, in China, this procedure is a little bit different. If you register as or saying that you're willing to donate your organs, it's not an instant process that your information is in the system. It's just a willingness. All the process will happen after you, not you, well, after this person has been decided a cardiac and brain dead, after that, the if the system has the consent from the family members as well as the consent that this person has formerly registered as a voluntary donor, then they got the information and see who's a match. And the match is also going to be a so-called double-blind system, meaning that the donors would not know the receivers. Ah. And some people say it will be better if they know each other in person, if there's this kind of special bond they can share. But I think Tony has also already given a very good point about why this information should not be disclosed, especially to patients, to organ receivers. And another reason some people would say is that they don't want the patients waiting for an organ transplant to push the donor or the donor's family in any shape or form. So we can see that in China, the double blind system or rule is also very effective in protecting both sides' interests. And another thing is, I was wondering if I decided to be a voluntary donor, what will happen to my after-death body after they have harvested my organs?
I think after that, they will give your body to the medical schools. And all the medical school students can use your body to do some experiment and to help them learn the medical knowledge. That's my guess, because I heard some stories about that.
Yeah, when I was in school, actually, my original major was medicine. And so you had cadavers. They call them cadavers. These were the bodies that they would be donated for people to cut open and practice learning the the human physiology. And it was always a thought on my mind, like, wow, you know, it must be pretty selfless to just donate yourself for medical research and, you know, to help other people, either just to understand the human body. It's amazing.
Yeah, my mom is a doctor, and she told me that they call the corpse, the cadavers, 大伟老师. In Chinese,
大伟 means teacher, right?
Yes, 老师 as teacher. And 大伟 means wei. Well, the other pronunciation, it represents 伟大, so great. So great teacher. It's they're very respectful when dealing with the body. And after all the studying process, they will actually sew the body up respectively and to show their respect. They see each and every cadaver as a teacher, during a very valuable and very, well, silent teacher during the study process. And after doing some quick research, another thing is that the voluntary donor, organ donor, and voluntary body donor are two separate categories. So if you decided to donate the body to a medical school, some other consent should also be signed. And, well, papers would be signed, and consent from the family members should also be given to make sure that this body is donated for medical students' use. So that's also two procedures, different procedures. So I think the discussion we have is quite clear about our view towards donating a organ or even donating your body to medical school. But in both China and the United States, I would assume, people still have different views towards death, towards after death matter. Yeah. And so with the view to promote, do you guys think there's anything we need to say to people so that they know that or they understand all these procedures better?
I think just, again, the demand, and that there's a lot of people out there who need different organs for different reasons. And I think that helping save a life, I think promoting, you know, helping others is really big when it comes to organ donation. And also explaining that, you know, sometimes you can donate an organ and still live a very healthy and normal life. Because I think a lot of people feel like it's a big life change where they could possibly sacrifice their own life for someone else. But, you know, for example, for, you know, some people can donate a kidney and still live with the other kidney and still live a healthy and normal life. So I think just the promotion of what it can do to help people. And if assuming everyone follows the legal and proper procedure, It's a wonderful thing, I think, for everyone all over the world, because everyone has, you know, medical concerns, and sometimes we all need a fresh start, so to speak. So I think, yeah, the promotion of it in this aspect would be really good.
I think we should better inform the public of the difference of donating your organs and donating your bodies, and also inform them about how their body or organs will be used after they donated it. Because for many people, it's a really big decision in their life. And also many people think, as long as I sign a contract, I will directly become a donor. And what if I regret? Do I need to pay some compensation for breaking a contract? We should let them know, the moment you sign a contract doesn't mean you will definitely be a donor. And sometimes there's something happen and you just show your willingness and your attitude to support this action. And also, I think the family's attitude is very important, because we heard so many stories, the donators, they would like to donate their organs, but at the last moment, their direct relatives say, oh, we don't want you to do that. And they just made an end to the contract. I think people would like their relatives to die in a graceful and quiet way. So sometimes they think it's not a good idea to let some people use your organs and just to explore your bodies in a very destructive way. So maybe we need to change people's stereotype and trying to say it's actually a great contribution to the human's health.
And I also think that just the idea of getting the family involved, and I don't believe that's a clause that's in, you know, the system in the U.S. where families have to also consent to it as well. Mm-hmm. Because I really think that if other people are involved in this process, that perhaps it would be handled a bit differently, because there are unfortunate cases where people who have passed away, where, you know, organs were utilized in ways that they probably, you know, didn't dictate. So I think that definitely this should be implemented in the U.S. And I think there should be a bit more of an awareness and a crackdown on some of the illegal activity, because it's clear that this is something that's going on as well. And so I think if it's tackled on this angle as well, people will feel a lot more comfortable with it.
Yes. And on top of that, it's also very important, and also makes me feel grateful, that a lot of other institutions, including Alipay and this hospital in Zhejiang province, is trying to drive up the quality of the registration process. Because if you register to the official website, it's been said that for some people, they need to go through up to 14 process of registration, of information giving. And that is without doubt too many procedures that will scare people off, making them think, well, life is still young, I will probably live for a lot longer, so I may fill in the forms a little bit later. But that is not always the case for some people, unfortunately. And that is why I do believe that letting people understand the procedure as well as understand the information after that is also very important. It's the hour of Roundtable with myself, Niu Honglin, sitting in for He Yang with Tony and Huang Shen.